You're listening to a MAGFest 14 special presentation on the Fat Gatsby Network.
Welcome to a Fat Gatsby post-MAGFest car ride grudge match special.
Yeah!
Woo!
Now, that's long. That needs to go on the website.
We have a list of games.
Well, Fat Gatsby's on the website, so we can take that part out. So it's post-MAGFest car ride grudge match special.
So what? Where did this list of games come from?
All right, so we did our Zelda grudge match at MAGFest proper. And as the disappointed crowd was filing out,
I don't think there were a lot of
I don't know,
folks.
I guess, I don't know, people were probably hamming it up a bit.
Yeah.
A bit.
But I stopped and I asked for the names. I asked for names of games from the audience with no restrictions, no qualifying whatevers. Mm-hmm. Just name me a game, you name me a game, you name me a game. And so that ended up creating this 16-game bracket, which we are now going to debate down to a single game.
Completely unrelated games. We're going to tell you which one's
the best. Are going to tell you which one of these 16 games is the best game that was randomly suggested to us by our audience for the Zelda Battle Royale at MAGFest. And thank you very much, everyone who came and suggested, because obviously I couldn't, you know, get a game from everybody because there was more than 16 people there. Well, all right, we're gonna do our best here. I promised we'd do it on the ride home, so we're fucking doing
it. Let's do it.
All right, our first matchup, we have Zero Escape. That is the second in the 999 series. The second in the Zero Escape series, I guess I should say. Is that right, man?
Zero Escape, Virtue's Last Reward?
Virtue's Last Reward, yeah. That, I believe we're talking about Virtue's Last Reward.
Yeah, that's the...
Okay, so Virtue's Last Reward... Virtue's Last Reward versus Battletoads.
Oh, God. People love that Virtue's Last Reward, but it's not Battletoads.
I didn't like Virtue's Last Reward, and I know I'm the only one in this car who played it. I really like 999. If this was 999, I would be like, yes, definitely better than Battletoads. But my problem with Zero Escape was just that, like, I felt it was too long for a visual novel kind of game with just, like, a bit of puzzles in it. I mean, like, I'm sure it's cool. I'm sure the story is good. But it was tough for me to finish. At the same time, though, speaking of things that are tough to finish, there's Battletoads. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to finish Battletoads to have fun with it.
That's true.
That's true.
Battletoads is a tour de force of video game goodness.
Yeah.
I have played Battletoads a lot and not gotten very far.
Battletoads does have warps in it. I mean, yeah. I think I would have to say Battletoads.
Oh, it's Battletoads all the way.
I know there's a very, very, you know, quick decision there. I'm not sure how long this could go, but
people love Virtue's Last Reward for the story, and that's great, and that's fine. But if the best thing about a video game is a story that, you know, could have been told in a different medium, it's not necessarily dependent on being a video game.
Hey, I would have argued 999 over Battletoads.
Okay,
and that had a good story, and on the strength of 999's story and how it was told. And it was like, and you know, this is, it's possible, again, sorry, I haven't finished Virtue's Last Reward, but like, in 999, like, the way it was told as a video game mattered, like, the medium mattered for the story in 999. I don't know about Virtue's Last Reward, I bet you it does matter. I mean, Virtue's Last Reward, but
I'd argue that Battletoad's story was dependent on the gameplay.
On you being able to get past the turbo tunnel.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. I mean, there was cutscenes in that.
Yeah.
Like, with the queen talking shit and being oh man, you're never going to make it through the snake pit, dickheads. It was a weird translation on that game.
Yeah.
From British English.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you
wankers gonna make it through the turbo tunnel?
So, yeah, Battletoads.
Battletoads. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Our next matchup is Skull Monkeys versus Corpse Party.
Oh, dear.
I haven't played either of
those. I haven't played Corpse Party.
I have not played Corpse Party.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Corpse Party is... Were we talking about that on the way down?
Were we?
Maybe not.
It's a PSP game. Like, I've kind of wanted to play it. Like, I've heard of it, but I haven't played it myself. Skull Monkeys I have played.
Corpse Party is a visual novel, right?
Yeah.
What is Skull Monkeys?
Skull Monkeys is a platformer. It is notable because it has a claymation graphic style,
ooh,
like the Neverhood.
Nice.
Or the recently released Armacrog. And it's Skull Monkeys.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has the little bonus room song.
Oh.
Okay. When you find a bonus room, it says, "Here's a little bonus room." And there's like a whole song about it being a bonus room. It was in Name That Tune.
Oh, that's
in
awesome.
Our fourth wall category.
I think that's got to win it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, none of us have played Corpse Party. Dave, have you played Skull Monkeys?
I haven't played either, no.
Oh, you haven't played either? I'm the only one who's played Skull Monkeys.
But I like that bonus room.
I do.
That sounds good to me.
Skull Monkeys is cool.
I like the animation sounds.
Skull.
People on Cheap Ass Gamer are always talking about getting a deal on Corpse Party because...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it expensive?
I think maybe it's difficult to get.
I mean, is it PSP or... I feel like it was late PSP, but I guess it might be Vita?
No, I think it is late PSP.
Okay.
It might be one of those... I don't know if it ever got a... Maybe it was only a very limited, like, UMD-only release, or maybe it's not on the PlayStation Store.
They would have had to have done a digital release. It's probably just something that they're lusting after the physical version. Because
you might be right.
Like it's the kind of thing that collectors would want.
Exactly.
Word.
It's a corpse party. Ba-ba-ba.
That's, like, the one advantage of, like, digital everything is you know, it's still a bummer when a game goes out of print, but at least it's like, you know, like if Xenoblade Chronicles X goes out of print, for instance, like, because Xenoblade Chronicles for the Wii, that went out of print.
Yeah.
If Chronicles X goes out of print, well, at least there's still the digital version. And Ocarina of Time 3D, they're actually rerunning that now as part of a new player select series.
Huh.
So instead of $40, it'll be $30 to play 3D Ocarina of Time, but hey, at least it'll be out there. I'll probably get it. Fucking A, it's Zelda. Those games are pretty good. Our next matchup is Ice Climbers versus Hotline Miami.
Oh, dear. Oh boy.
So, I played both of these games.
I played Ice Climbers. I've seen people play Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
It's on my Vita, ready for me to play. And
have you played Ice Climbers, Dave?
Like, maybe once.
What do you think of Ice Climbers?
Not very good.
Yeah, it's not very good.
I have a feeling Hotline Miami is probably better.
That's the one where you're tethered to the other person, right? And you throw them up or something.
Well, I don't...
You have, like, a rope between
you. Yes, I guess you might. I never played it two-player. I only played it single-player, which you're kind of like, yeah, you're jumping up and there's, like, yetis and a dragon.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl thing at the top.
Yeah.
No, Ice Climbers is not very good.
No.
They're in Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Melee and Brawl, I think.
Mostly just to celebrate Nintendo's rich history of weird single-screen arcade.
No, they're like a very strong character in the competitive scene. Because their weakness is if you can get rid of Nana, like, getting rid of just Popo is fairly easy. But if both of them are there, they can fuck you up.
Huh.
Because they hit twice, and sometimes their hits are like a little stuttered, and they can beat the shit out of you.
Huh.
But if you can isolate them, then they're not so bad. But yeah, by their own, they're that. So Ice Climbers is bad, and Hotline Miami is very good.
Yeah.
Hotline Miami is a very good game that I liked a lot. I haven't played Hotline Miami 2, but that's not on here. But Hotline Miami's got great music. Ice Climbers has, like, that one song.
Yeah.
Hotline Miami has great music. Many great songs and many fun levels. And that wins.
That wins.
That wins. Oh, man. Okay, our next matchup is Persona 4.
Persona!
Versus Bloodborne.
Huh.
And I haven't even played Bloodborne, so I like...
Bloodborne.
This is unfortunately going to be very open and shut.
Yeah. Knowing what you know about Bloodborne, could it stand a chance? Could it ram?
Can you tell me what Bloodborne is?
Bloodborne is
Souls game that's not Dark Souls.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It is a game from the... You know what Dark Souls is, Ben?
Yeah, remind me.
Dark Souls, the Souls series, is a series of difficult, kind of unforgiving action RPGs that has risen to prominence over the past seven years or so. It feels so young. But Bloodborne is the PlayStation 4 exclusive game from that developer, which is kind of Souls-esque. It is Souls-esque, I guess. That soul saying it is Souls-esque is enough. It's not exactly like those games.
It's not in the series proper.
You know, it's a bit more action-y. It's more action-oriented. Different setting. But the action, like the lack of a shield and the fact that you have to dodge and whatnot is something that kind of separates it. When I was speaking with Jacandon over the weekend, he said that was his favorite Souls game.
Interesting.
I think. And
you gotta get a PS4.
Gotta get a PS4. I don't know that I've really heard anyone else say that. Like, it seems like most people play through it. Like, it doesn't seem like it has the replay value of a Souls game because, you don't... kind of base your character around like what weapon you like the most rather than like doing different builds. So
that's different.
It is different. And I haven't played it, and Persona 4 is like one of my favorite RPGs of all time. And that I can speak on. And that game is very good, so I think just Persona 4 just has to go.
Yeah.
Has to McNasta.
Persona, it's coming.
Okay, next matchup. We're halfway through the bracket.
Wow.
Well, halfway through the first round, I guess I should say. All right, we got Xenoblade Chronicles and Metroid. Metroid 1.
Okay. Okay.
Metroid.
I have not played Xenoblade Chronicles. What kind of game is that?
That is a Japanese-style RPG.
Okay.
Which has a lot of Western tropes in it, but it's it's a JRPG, and that's made from Japan.
Highly regarded. Very
good.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things.
One of those games that people point to saying, like, hey, did you love Final Fantasy, you know, back in the day with, like, the Final Fantasy 2 and 3? Well, this is like that.
No, it's not like that at all. No, it's like Final Fantasy 12.
Really?
Yes. Bravely Default is the thing
Bravely
that
Default
people point.
Is the thing that's like
yeah,
that.
That's like no Xenoblade Chronicles.
It was more like 12.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No Xenoblade Chronicles. Oh yeah. Xenoblade Chronicles is a much more like Western thinking JRPG where you have a much more open world to explore, and the combat is that kind of MMO style cooldown sort of shit. Like in Final Fantasy 12. Like, if there wasn't a Final Fantasy 13, you could have called this game Final... You could have put chocobos in it and called it Final Fantasy 13.
Okay.
and it would have been a sensible progression from Final Fantasy 12.
It's by Monolith Soft, right?
Yep. Yes.
Do they share any creative talent with the Final Fantasy 12?
No, they've been making Xeno games.
Yeah.
As far as I know, anyways.
Oh, well.
Hey,
Clyde Peeling's Reptile Land.
Yeah, buddy.
Shout it out.
Hey, Marty Jannetty. the thing is, like, I, having not played Xenoblade? Is that what we said?
Xenoblade
Chronicles. I feel like I then have to default and say Metroid, which I do like Metroid. I like Super Metroid better.
Why do you like Super Metroid better than Metroid? Is it because you can get through the game?
Yeah. But here's the thing. I've never beaten Metroid, but I watched my my cousin's now husband beat it when I was in like middle school and he was in high school.
Yeah.
I watched him get to the last level and beat it. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
I beat it with the Justin Bailey code.
The what?
Justin Bailey code.
What's that?
You don't know about the Justin Bailey code?
No, I don't know about the Justin Bailey code.
Oh, my fucking God.
Who's Justin Bailey?
That's... I don't know, honestly.
Rumor
How
is
can
that,
you know
that a Bailey is a British slang term for a bathing suit.
Oh.
And so it is just in Bailey. Because when you type it in, Samus no longer has her power armor.
Yeah, her power armor's off, and you have full missiles and all the power-ups, and you can just go straight to the end and finish the game.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is like...
Huh.
Such an old, like, everybody knows it secret. God, where have you been?
I don't know. Well, I think part of it is also the fact that my cousin's boyfriend had a Nintendo before we did. He had it for, like, a solid year and a half before we got one.
Yeah.
And I never owned Metroid. I rented it from the local video store.
Yeah.
Yeah. and as a result, like, I didn't really explore that sort of stuff. And by the time, like, I hit high school and whatnot... Are you taking your pants off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about to really convince you to vote for Xenoblade.
Oh, that tattoo on your dick says Xenoblade Chronicles.
Well, Metroid is one of those games
that... There's a quesarito in there. I gotta...
The release of Metroid predates Nintendo Power. So it's not like
Nintendo
it got, like...
Power. And I never got Nintendo
that
Power.
That code
either,
was in so. Nintendo Power.
Oh, it was, but in, like, the Nintendo Classic... Here's a classified information, like... Classics special.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, that I'm not surprised I didn't learn of that. A lot of the cheat slash codes that I found out about, like, when I was still actively playing those systems at home, were usually from friends of mine that did have Nintendo Power, or they stumbled upon certain things. So it wasn't really like codes, I guess, except for the Konami code. That made its way around really well for some reason.
It's catchy.
Yeah, I guess that's probably part of it. But that's cool. But I am intrigued by what you have described of Xenoblade Chronicles. Xenoblade Chronicles. And I'd like to play them now.
Metroid is a difficult game to love.
Yeah, I mean,
design-wise,
if this was a different Metroid game,
then we might have a fight.
There's probably a lot I could listen to.
Yeah,
as far as this, but man,
see now you're doing it.
Xenoblade Chronicles is very good. I really liked it. It has a really good story. Like I finished that sucker.
Yeah,
it's really cool. It's got some good music, some good combat.
How long is it?
A really interesting world, like 60 hours.
Okay.
Why?
I don't go for anything less than 100.
Yeah.
No, I mean I my thing is RPGs, I guess. So I really playing that stuff.
Oh, let me make room for this erection.
That's a interesting house.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I don't think it would. So we're gonna say Xenoblade.
I would definitely say Xenoblade because Metroid 1 is not great. And Xenoblade Chronicles is pretty great. Xenoblade.
Check out my braid.
Alright, our next matchup is Mega Man 3 versus Superman 64.
Okay. Played one of those. Guess which one.
So, I'm sorry that someone got you Superman 64 for your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have an N64 until I was in college.
I'm surprised.
And then I sold it, like, less than a year later.
I'm sorry someone got you Superman 64 for your birthday when you were in college. And then the only game you had was Superman 64, and then you sold it. I'm sorry. Because Mega Man 3 is one of the best Mega Man games.
I like
Mega Man 3. Superman 64 is universally reviled as one of the worst video games.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It is. It is infamously bad.
So, are we talking, like, E.T. bad?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But of the, of the modern era, like, it is reviled.
Huh.
Yeah.
I did not know
it
that.
It is the Shaq Fu of its day.
Now, Shaq Fu...
No. Shaq Fu's not on here. We're not talking about Shaq Fu.
I did not know that this game existed until that man shouted it out in the audience. At the panel. So
I'm just writing down Mega Man 3.
Oh,
just write it.
Because we can talk about why Mega Man 3 is good when it's up against something that has more of a fight to it.
Which one? What bosses are in 3? I always get 2 and 3.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay. Like,
okay.
All right. All right.
Fine.
Ask next time it comes up.
All right.
Bye, Superman 64. I keep wanting to say Mario 64. All right, what Mario boss is
in the 64 version of Superman?
Lex Luthor. Okay, our next matchup. Oh, boy. Here we go. Undertale versus Transistor.
I know of one of those.
You don't know of Undertale?
I know of... yeah, what is Transistor?
Transistor... that is the game from
Supergiant.
Supergiant, yeah. I wanted to say Big Huge, and that's not correct. Supergiant Games, who had made Bastion.
Ah.
And this was their follow up that came out in 2014.
Oh.
Actually, those guys, I imagine they're working on something new now.
Highly anticipated.
Follow-up. Not as good as Bastion, but it's still very good. It's very different. Again, an action RPG.
Okay.
Very slick, kind of cyberpunk visual style. Oh, God, I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's just really a slick game. Weiss didn't like it that much. Weiss also didn't like Undertale at all.
Yeah.
So. Andy's not in the car.
I do want to try Undertale. I'm worried.
There was a lot of fucking Undertale cosplay at that convention.
Wow. Yeah.
A lot of Undertale everything.
Yeah, like, there was so many. Like, as Sans, as Papyrus, as... I saw a lot of the robot Metaton.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, human form Metaton.
I saw a really good Dr. Alphys.
Yeah, there's Dr. Alphys. There was a lot of the...
Undyne.
A little bit of her. A lot of the kids.
I didn't notice any kids.
Yeah, whenever I saw, like, that like, purple shirt with a stripe on it, like, that's... Because I don't remember what their names are. Because there's the one that's the kid that you play as, then there's, like, the evil one.
Right, right.
And I saw a lot of people in pairs. One is one, and the other is the other. God damn it, I'm irritated now that I can't remember this. But, I think Achara is the evil one, I believe.
So I haven't played Transistor either, but I remember it getting good reviews when it came out, but it feels like it hasn't had the... It didn't land with the impact that Bastion did, whereas Undertale obviously has landed with a very large impact. I liked Undertale a lot. I have nothing but praise for Undertale. I think it's a great game. I wish I could compare it to Transistor because this... Could be a close battle.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Transistor more, but I know people are going to want to cut off our fucking balls because people love Undertale. And, Frisk. That's the
Frisk,
name.
That's right.
Yeah. So a lot of Frisk and Chara. Some people holding flowies.
The words are coming out of your mouth right now that I just don't understand.
I would say flowy.
Flowy.
I know it looks like because he's a flower.
He has a flower, yeah.
Oh, flowy.
Could be flowy.
I saw something about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw some people as like Astagor and
Astagor.
And the female character. I saw like a screen cap of like a missed connection looking for the God, what is the name of that character? Shit. Fucking A. Yeah, you know this is going to a great place right now because I invoked the term missed connection.
Between the two of them.
No. God damn it. Let's get the fuck out of my face. There's a fucking there's an advertisement on this stupid fucking page.
That's how it goes.
Where is
Undertale is on my short list. I really want to start playing that soon.
You should. Tim.
Toriel. That's like Toriel. Someone's looking for a misconnection with a Toriel cosplayer that gave him a blowjob.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Wait, specific. Oh, okay. This wasn't like part of the cosplay. This was like a legit misconnection.
It's not part of the cosplay.
That's what I thought. I thought somebody was doing a joke with a misconnection.
No.
Oh,
God.
Misconnections don't always have to be sexual.
Tim, whichever game wins, do we know who it will go up against yet? Or is this the top?
No, we don't know yet. Yeah. It will lose. I can tell you that much because I know it's going to win the next bracket.
Okay. Well, who?
I would say Transistor, but
you would say Transistor.
I like Transistor more than most people, but.
I'll leave it up to your discretion because I can see it going either way. I like Undertale a lot, but I could see it going either way.
I would vote for Undertale.
All right, let's say Undertale. Fuck it.
Undertale wins.
I'll be outvoted
here. Of those two that are listed, one of them I want to play. So
okay,
you should like to play Transistor.
No, and that's fine. But I mean, I've heard more people, including you guys, tell me about Undertale than I have heard about Transistor.
Fair enough. There was some good Transistor cosplay too. There's a bitch who had a why did I call her?
Wow, you dick.
Tim, what the
no, I meant in the nicest way possible.
There is no nicest way possible.
Yes, there is.
Oh my god.
Did you see that bitch in Transistor? Bitches love Transistor.
Yeah, no, I saw some bitches with some good Transistor cosplay.
Oh my god.
What? God.
Ron Paul for president.
I saw a very nice lady.
Down, down with peace. Ron, too much political
correctness. No, that says Ron Paul is my president.
Oh, wow.
She had a very nice light up Transistor prop.
Ron Paul?
She was a very good red. She was not a bitch. But I would make
oh,
her
good.
Mine.
We can get our V-Day donut orders here.
Thank God.
All right. Well, I know.
Just in time.
Can we start planning for next year?
I'm going to come down here just for that.
All right, and finishing out the first round, we have Castlevania Symphony of the Night against Crazy Taxi.
Oh, I know where I'm going.
Bad for Crazy Taxi.
Wait, why?
There's nothing to feel bad about. He gets to go make some crazy money in round two.
This is going to be a crazy bracket.
West, South.
I really like Crazy Taxi.
I do like Crazy Taxi.
There was a Crazy Taxi machine in the arcade.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah, a sit-down Crazy Taxi machine.
Oh, those were good.
Original or High Roller?
Both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How fancy.
Jinx, blow each other.
Yeah. No, I like Symphony of the Night a lot. I do like Crazy Taxi. I think, I mean, it's, you know, it's Crazy Taxi, but it was still fun.
Yeah, no, it's a really fun arcade game.
But between the two, I would definitely go Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, Symphony of the Night is amazing and incredible.
It's unfortunate that it had to be in that company.
Yeah.
What?
The company of... It's unfortunate that Crazy Taxi had to be in the company
Symphony
of the Night.
I thought you meant that... Symphony of the Night to be in the company
Sega?
Of Crazy Taxi was...
The Crazy Taxi had to be in Sega. Castlevania, that would be a fun grudge match to do at some point.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't had lights on for quite some time.
Well, it hasn't been dark for that long.
That's true. That is true.
All right, we are moving on to the second round, the Elite Eight of the MAGFest suggested random video game grudge match challenge. All right, for our first match in the quarterfinals, we have Battletoads versus Skull Monkeys. So we have... noun animal versus noun animal.
Battle monkeys.
Battle monkeys. Skull toads.
Ugh.
I gotta give it to Battletoads.
I'm inclined to think that Skull Monkeys is probably a better game, but I've spent more time with Battletoads.
I think
Battletoads probably still has more variety to it, too. That's the crazy thing. Like,
wow.
Well, Battletoads has insane variety.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But, like, I mean, I haven't not played Skull Monkeys.
I mean, I think Skull Monkeys is a fairly, like, pretty straightforward platformer. Like, it hangs its hat on its visual style.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And its kind of goofiness more than anything. And so does Battletoads to an extent. But it has just such a huge variety of levels, even if the game is a pain in the dick.
And it is.
And it is.
Yeah.
I'd say
Battletoads.
I'd say Toads.
Battletoads.
Battletoads. I like you, the Battletoads.
Battletoads. Next up, we got Hotline Miami versus Persona 4.
Ooh.
Again, two games I haven't played. Tim, talk us
through this. Yeah, I know. This is the problem. Hotline Miami is a very good indie overhead shooter that I like very much. And Persona 4 is one of my favorite JRPGs of all time.
Now, one of these games has very stylistic visuals and a great soundtrack, and the other game has very stylistic visuals and a great soundtrack.
One of these games can take you, like, 100 hours to finish. The other is like five.
Five.
They both have very good stories.
Well, 100 hours of goodness versus 5 hours of goodness.
I don't know. In terms
of volume alone, we could award it to Persona.
Yeah, we could. Or you could say the Hotline Miami is just efficient. Gets its business done.
Been a time.
But, yeah, Persona 4 should win. Because it is better than Hotline Miami. As much as I like Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
Persona 4 is very good.
This should be the next two Vita games I play, back to back.
Yeah.
Persona 4 first, 100 hours of that, and then Hotline Miami.
Well, let us know what you think when you get back out of that,
that deep dive.
Yeah. I want to reference Dragon Ball Z, but the name of the thing is the Hyperbolic Time Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
That's sure. What I was thinking of, yeah.
I'm going to need one.
Oh, my God, I wish I had one. Fucking Hyperbolic Time Chamber would make my life so much easier. Alrighty. Next up, we got Xenoblade Chronicles versus Mega Man 3.
Huh. Well, mine's going with Mega Man 3 because I played that.
Yeah.
As much as I like RPGs, Mega Man 3 is a solid game that I thoroughly enjoy. So that's my vote.
You know what? Mega Man 3 is a good game and all, but if I had to kill it, keep 2, I would keep 2 and Xenoblade Chronicles in this universe.
Well, you don't have to do that. We just need to kill one of these two games to keep in the universe.
Yeah, so I can kill 3 because I know that 2 still exists.
Oh, man.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, you could kill Xenoblade because there's a lot of other good RPGs that exist. But ironically, I think both these games have parts near the end that are a bit subpar, just kind of there to pad the length.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Mega Man 3. I don't. Man.
I feel like in your heart you want to give this to Mega Man 3.
Yeah. I really like Mega Man 3.
I mean, Mega Man 3 it is.
Xenoblade Chronicles is good. It's really good.
How good could it be if we haven't all played it? Come on. It's not like it was a limited print run or anything.
I haven't played Xenoblade Chronicles, so it can't
Xenoblade
be,
Chronicles?
I can't even talk about it. Still.
None of us can talk about Xenoblade Chronicles.
But how good could it be?
Yeah, it's not like...
I haven't played it.
Well, it's really...
Back 4 games
It
later.
Is really rare. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's not like it goes by a huge, grossly inflated secondhand price now.
No shit.
Yeah, it's not like GameStop sold it, you know, bought the rights to distribute it, sold it for $50, and then started selling used copies for $80 after,
What?
Yeah.
That happened.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I wonder if that was, like, their scheme to, like...
Ooh, Xenoblade?
Yeah, for people to trade back in Xenoblade Chronicles so they could, like, really inflate the price on it.
That's fucked up, yo.
That is fucked up, yo. I don't think they did that, but that is fucked up, yo.
Yeah.
Fucked up, yo.
That's pretty real.
Yeah, I, by the good graces of King Will, he gave me a copy of Xenoblade Chronicles, a PAL version.
Damn!
Well, I guess I should say a European version, it's not PAL. He gave me one for housing him one time when he came out to visit.
Nice.
And, that's the one I played. And then, after I knew he was coming out and I asked him to get it for me, and in between... When I asked him when he got out there, they announced the U.S. release, but still, like, I got that RPG, you know, at the beginning of January, which means I was able to play it through the cold winter months.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, I feel that Mega Man 3 should move on here.
All right, I Mega feel Man 3 like, it is.
Yeah.
That's a big wound.
Shit, yeah, son.
All right, and now... Now we have Undertale versus Symphony of the Night.
Sorry, Undertale fans.
So, yeah, how do you feel about that? Yeah.
Symphony of the Night.
Symphony
of the Night. Undertale, you're cool and all, but...
we'll never be Symphony of the Night cool.
All right. That was pretty to the point.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, Symphony of the Night is awesome.
Yeah,
it's really good. They both have really good replay value, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, Symphony kind of more is something you want to come back to, like, every couple of years and experience the pageantry all over again. And both games have, like, kind of surprising subversions once you get to that first ending.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Symphony having one of the most famous of all time. Fucking A, man.
Yeah. Fucking A, man.
Can't beat that. All right, so we got our final four.
Switch to night view.
Here we go.
Battletoads. Versus Persona 4.
Oh.
Battletoads.
No, it's not Battletoads.
I feel like I see what's going to win.
Battletoads kind of cruised up that side of the bracket due to some weak matchups. But Persona 4 is no pussy. I saw a little bit of Persona 4 cosplay. Like, it was mostly Chie's. She's the best, anyways.
I saw a lot of Battletoads cosplay.
You saw nothing. You didn't even see a fucking black queen that you wanted to bone.
That's...
Did you?
That would have been cool.
Okay.
If we had, then I would have to give this to Battletoads, but...
Yeah.
If there had been any Battletoads
judging
cosplay...
Judging by cosplay representation alone, we have to go with Persona 4.
Persona 4, unfortunately.
All right, fair enough. Come on, Battletoads cosplayers. Let's get some rashes out there.
Sexy
well, now
rash.
That, you know, now that he's in Killer Instinct, you know, it's time for that big Battletoads cosplay comeback.
He is?
I've always been a pimple man.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. They added him to the, it was like Killer Instinct Season 2.
That's funny.
Or Season 3 at this point.
The Trace.
I think it's 2 or 3.
Huh.
I think it's 2.
I think it's 2.
Okay. Season 1 was pretty big. All right, next. Next game.
Right now.
We got Mega Man 3 versus Symphony of the Night.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
Symphony. Symphony wins. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's still Symphony. Yeah.
It's still Symphony.
Yeah, it's not even the best Mega Man game.
Yeah.
It's not even the second best Mega Man game on the NES.
What,
It's not even the third best Mega Man game in general.
Where do you go? What are your first two for NES?
2 and 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You hold a 4 up that high?
4 is dope.
I like 4 a lot. I thought I was in the minority with
No, that's been like a long-standing Gatsby X-Strike podcast talking point, is that Mega Man 4 is actually way better than Mega Man 3, but nobody...
Nice.
Everyone seems to favor 3.
I really, really like 4.
Before, like, it's those fucking Doc Robot stages, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking trash. Symphony of the Night.
Symphony of the Night. So this is a, these are some heavy hitters going into the final round.
Yeah, our finale of this bracket, we have Shin Megami Tensei Persona 4 up against Symphony of the Night. Finally, these age-old rivals have met to decide who is the best. It's a good thing we're almost done with this because it's getting dark.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to see the paper in front of me.
I would probably go...
It was tough. For me, anyways, it's tough.
I would probably go with Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, I mean, I have to go with Symphony of the Night. With the hours that I sunk into Persona 3, and I know that Persona 4 is a more refined experience, but I have to use 3 as my baseline for comparison. I get the feeling that it might just not be for me. Don't do that to your microphone.
Shit, sorry. I forgot it was there. I didn't mean to.
Whereas Symphony of the Night, that's a game for everyone.
Is it, though?
That's a game with universal appeal.
Is it good enough for blind people?
I think it is.
Are either of them?
I think you could play Persona 4 blind easier than you can play Symphony of the Night blind. It's less twitchy.
Yeah,
probably. That's real close. Those are both games that they're not in my top 10, but they're in, like, my second 10.
20, if you will?
Yeah, up to 20, if you will. Probably. Like, they're in that big muddle of, like, 20 games that aren't in my top 10 that could be in my top 20, you know, that I never really tried to parse out at any point.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean? That big...
Like, that probably includes your honorable mentions mixed in there somehow.
Yeah, Symphony's top 10 for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Was it?
It is.
Was it last time?
I think so, yeah.
Was it? No.
Let's go back to the archives.
I don't know. All I remember is Burnout. And you getting rid of Mario games.
No, I don't see how I could have bumped Symphony. Symphony's pretty special. Persona 4 is pretty special.
Yeah, it is. You didn't go on that journey.
With the
investigation team. You haven't been in the Midnight Channel.
I will. Is there a Velvet Room in Persona 4?
Oh, yeah.
Alright.
Oh, yeah.
Symphony does not have a Velvet Room. It's got lots of rooms in that castle, but no Velvet Rooms.
No Velvet Rooms. No.
There's a lot of Velvet, though.
Is that in the 1% of the map?
Yep.
Yeah. Alright, Symphony of the Night.
You're going Symphony? You're leaning Symphony?
Not really. but either way, you guys both are, so... Yeah, it leaves me without having to make a decision. I'm very, very close on them. I'm inclined to say, I mean, if the purpose of this tournament was to determine which of these 16 games was going to survive and all the other ones were going to be eradicated from existence, Symphony of Night would have to live.
It would have to live.
It would have to live because
to Persona... propagate the species.
Yeah, Persona 4, there's still Persona 3 out there to give you a similar experience, and possibly, you know, even with Persona 5 coming out. But, man, Castlevania never came close to Symphony.
Yeah.
It kind of sniffed it a little with, like, Aria of Sorrow or your favorite DS Castlevania of choice. But, man, Symphony of the Night, that game's real good. Uh-huh. They knocked that sucker out of the park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, real.
Top to bottom.
Symphony of the Night is our winner.
Yes, our... random grudge match challenge winner is Symphony of the Night.
Woo!
So yeah, thank you guys for submitting those games.
Thank you, MAGFest crowd, for contributing your contributions.
Yeah, and we will look to possibly do this again in the future. So you should definitely come out to our panel so you can get your
grudge match.
Name a game to the grudge match challenge. And keep us entertained on these car rides.
We hope to see you at Minivag.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Hopefully. Knock on fingers crossed that that is a thing that exists. And MAGFest 2017.
Yeah. Not 14.
Nope.
Not 15.
Nope. That would be confusing.
Who would do that?
It would be better to name them by year.
We need to fire our announcer.
Yeah. He's old anyway.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.